ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
You won't find another show like Road Rage. Walt DeBtula, 3 to 7 weekdays on The Roar.
One of my favorites. Damn love couldn't go no further. Proud of this is one of my bands. I'm trying to think of who taught me this one. Maybe one of our listeners taught us this one.
I'm digging it. I like it.
It's called The Dead South. This is part right here coming up. I think you're gonna like this part very, very much. It's a unique song. As I told you before.
I see my redhead mess bed, tear shed queen be my squeeze.
See what I'm saying? You like it?
I do.
Later today, you will download The Dead South.
Oh, for sure.
Squirt.
This will be for the drive home today, for sure.
That's good stuff. And if you're a guy, you'll like them. It's a man's band, buddy. Boy, they talk about man things. They throw it. Hey, Pinecrest Foods, I must admit, my wife's not listening right now, so I can tell you this. I must admit that I've been dipping into the old Crunch Bars, the old Snicker Bars, and all of our frozen stuff here. We love it. We think it's fantastic. We have Pinecrest Foods delivery. If you want fresh local farms, dairy, meats, the orange juices, the taking care of you. If you're a restaurant, if you're a convenience store, a grocery store, you're looking for that freshness. You know, let's say you're a healthcare facility, a nursing home. Let's say you're a school, a private school. Let them take care of you. There's our awesome friends at Pinecrest Food. Riley Cordell and the good folks there have this dream team assembled that can help you. It's pinecrestfoods.com. Let them help you with the orders and everything going on. Pinecrestfoods.com. 844-844-MILK. 844-844-MILK. Couple of things. I have a text, and I get this all the time, and I don't want to, because the at the end of the text chain here, the person says, always enjoy the show, have a good day. So that's very nice. Thank you. I hope you do as well. But you can tell it's not a fan of Clemson. It's my guess that it's a Gamecock. And one of the things that's hard, it's got to be the hardest time ever to be a South Carolina fan, because Clemson has been so stinking dominant. But earlier in the show, and at 8:25 this morning, we're going to ask Larry Williams about Clemson's evolution in offense and how this offense is different than the Kelly Bryant offense, different than the Deshaun Watson offense, different than the last 2 years of Trevor Lawrence offense. And we're talking about offenses and all these numbers that have been put up, and the 76-5 record, or set whatever the number is now, and setting records and averaging 49 points a game and doing all this stuff every single year. And so earlier today, in the last hour, we get a text, and it said, against ACC competition. To which the reply was, and Notre Dame, and Alabama, and Oklahoma, and Ohio State, and Auburn, and Texas A&M. So nice try, Sparky. Probably not shouldn't have Sparky. My wife says it's degrading when I say that to someone. But anyway, so I come back and go, not only did Clemson do that against Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Ohio State, but against the mighty SEC, they did against South Carolina, Alabama, Auburn, and A&M. And imagine what they would do if it was against Vanderbilt and Mississippi State and Tennessee and Auburn and Ole Miss and Kentucky and Arkansas. I mean, just imagine if they had played that meat grinder and get through all that. So then it pivots. The texture pivots into, but what if Dabo goes to the Cowboys?
The next logical move there.
To that, the chain goes to me responding, laugh out loud. So today you've gone from the conference topic. It got shot down. You got body bagged on that one. So then you turn to the Dabo leaving card. How about just admit that maybe Clemson is just one of the top two programs in the country right now?
Yeah.
And this unbelievable run. It's hard to admit. It's got to be difficult to admit.
Sure.
It's difficult if you're South Carolina fan, your arch rival. It's difficult if you're Georgia and you're looking at 1980 and you can't beat Alabama and you certainly can't do any other stuff. So, I mean, that's got to be very, very difficult for you. I get it. Look, Clemson's not going to be on top forever. There's going to be a point in time here at some point in the next, I don't know when, that they won't be one of the top two teams in the country.
Absolutely. It happens to every single program who's ever been dominant in the sport.
Up until that point in time, though, to try to take away from the accomplishments by saying, well, they played our schedule. Well, really? But they do. I mean, in the end, here's the biggest thing. You can try the conference crap if you want. It's such a weak deal there. But Ohio State and Clemson and Alabama, if you switched them all around, if you put Clemson in the Big Ten, guess what would happen? Clemson would dominate Penn State. They'd dominate Michigan State. They'd dominate Minnesota. They'd dominate Wisconsin. They'd dominate Michigan. They'd do exactly what Ohio State's doing.
Yep.
Guess what? If you put Ohio State in the SEC, guess what they do? They dominate Arkansas. They dominate Missouri. They dominate Vanderbilt. They dominate South Carolina. And that's what would happen there. And if you put Alabama in the ACC, guess what they do? They dominate Duke and North Carolina and Virginia Tech and Boston College and Syracuse. It's the elite teams that have separated themselves. And as I said here, we did it in our national power rank, as I said on Monday, and I'm looking forward to seeing Ohio State and Nebraska this week. I'm really looking forward to next week, night game, Ohio State and Penn State.
Yes.
But I truly believe, and Ryan Day believe, last year was their best team ever, right?
So they say.
Most talented team ever, and they got beat in the semifinals. This team's going to be very, very, very talented. First-round draft picks everywhere.
Sure.
Draft picks, I think those three teams are just better than everybody.
Now, I agree with
how
you.
How a COVID affected, I don't know. But the idea that you play in the Big Ten. I mean, look at Michigan State. Look at their record. No. If you picked up Ohio State and put them in the Pac-12 or the Big Ten or the ACC or the SEC, they would dominate those leagues.
Yes.
If you put Clemson in the Pac-12, Big Ten, SEC, right, they dominate those leagues. If Alabama moved over, they dominate those leagues. Now, again, LSU last year was different. LSU had the best team maybe in college football history. But where are they back this year? Year in, year out, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State have just been dominant and would do it in any league because that's what they do. What happened last time Ohio State played Alabama?
They won.
Okay. What happened? Look at Alabama. Goes plays Michigan. What happens?
They blow.
When Alabama plays, Oklahoma beat them. Oklahoma last time.
Yeah, they beat Oklahoma. Yeah.
All right, but they're gonna win those teams. They're gonna win those leagues. Alabama would dominate Texas. Clemson would dominate Texas. Ohio State would dominate Texas.
Yes.
So, what we've got here is elite. And what would it matter what your schedule is?
It shouldn't.
It didn't. It didn't matter last year. LSU was so stinking good. Bear with me 1 second. Get their scores up here. LSU was so stinking good last year that the schedule didn't matter. LSU last year went into Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. And that was a close game. Auburn, they beat Auburn by 3. But they beat 9th-ranked Texas at the time. They beat 7th-ranked Florida by 2 touchdowns. Georgia was ranked 4th in the country last year going to the SEC championship game. They beat Georgia by 4 touchdowns last year. They beat Georgia 37-10 last year. A&M was a decent club last year, right? And they beat A&M 50-7. You know, Oklahoma was ranked 4th in the country last year. They beat Oklahoma 63-28. I mean, it comes to my 17. They were that much better than everybody. If you put them in any other, it wasn't because they played in the SEC. Because the year before, we heard how the SEC wears you out. Didn't wear LSU out last year. Well, they had to play Florida, and Auburn, and Alabama. So what? They were better, and they beat the snot out of them.
Yep.
What happened in 1 year where Alabama was so exhausted from playing that they lost to Clemson? Where the very next year, LSU played number 9 Texas, number 7 Florida, number 9 Auburn, number 3 Alabama, number 4 Georgia, number 4 Oklahoma, and number 3 Clemson. Played 7 top 10 teams last year and steamrolled them. What happened to being so physically exhausted? It didn't. You know why? They were elite. And oh, by the way, if you would have put Ohio State, not with LSU, if you reversed them out, Ohio State would have ran roughshod through the SEC last year. Anyway, so it's the weakest, stupidest argument. Well, look at your schedule. What doesn't matter?
If you want to use the strength of schedule talk, or if you want me to separate between team 15 and 16 in the top, go for it. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But to sit here and to, I don't know. I just think it's lunacy. I think it's crazy that we, you know, anyone who says, you know, well, you went to this in the SEC, or what's your team in the SEC? And then we'll just compare my team to your team. Yeah. But that's the problem, is they can't do that. You don't want to do that.
No, just right now, admit it, Ohio State's great.
Ohio State's great. Clemson's great. Alabama's great.
That's it. Elite. Everybody else, you know, it's some good arguments in there. Who's better, sure. Georgia, Oklahoma? I don't know. Who's better, Penn State or Florida? I don't know. That's good. It's nice. Those are really, really good teams. Those teams are great.
Yes.
But they're not elite. And guess what? If Florida moved to the Big Ten, Florida wouldn't win the Big Ten. If Auburn moved to the Big Ten, Auburn wouldn't win the Big Ten. If Auburn moved to the ACC, Auburn wouldn't win the ACC. Florida wouldn't win the ACC. It wouldn't happen. Because as long as Clemson's in there, move however you want to, outside of Ohio State and Alabama. As long as Alabama's in the SEC, move however you want to. You want to move Penn State down to the SEC? You want to argue that? Well, what would they do with the SEC? They wouldn't beat Alabama. We got Tennessee moving up to the – no, Tennessee would do what they're doing in the SEC in the Big Ten. Ohio State would dominate you. We're in that league right now. We're in that time frame right now where that's just happening. Jeff is in Easley. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Good, man, good. So I was just going to chime in with my thoughts on this. So, you know, talking to Carolina fans, if you tell them, hey, your team's not good, guess what they'll say? I agree, we're not very good. Your coach is an idiot. You're right, our coach is an idiot. Todd Ellis is a drunk. You're right, he's a drunk. But my favorite thing to do when I'm walking out of Williams-Brice Stadium is just conversationally say to my buddy, my God, I wish we were in the SEC. We'd win every game we played. We'd kill these people. And their heads explode. They can't take that. That is their absolute kryptonite. You tell them they're bad, they agree. But, buddy, you tell them you wish you were in the SEC because you had steamrolled the SEC, they lose it. That's all I got.
I love it, Jeff. Like, say whatever you want to about me. I got warts. I'm drunk. I can't hold down a job. I'm an idiot. Can't stay out of jail. Whatever. Don't say anything about my cousin.
But you know what they usually say when you tell them that the SEC is an overrated league?
Take that, Tigers. Take that. Oh, we don't care. We don't care.
We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Tudor Town Tiger says, yeah, but could Clemson hold Ole Miss to under 650 yards like Alabama did? Good, buddy. Good. I mean, it's hard to admit.
Well, when it's been your argument for 8 years, yeah, it is tough to admit.
When you're a Georgia fan, just say, you know what, Clemson? Man, you've had a great run. This is great. You're doing great.
You tip your cap and you move on.
You're doing great. But what if Tiger Woods had to play against Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer? He did pretty good in his day. You know? Tom Brady didn't have to play against Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. Did Tom Brady go against the 85 Bears? No.
Not a steel curtain. Okay, well, they're doing pretty good right now. You know, they had a pretty good run.
They had a nice little run.
Right. Hey, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and his great team take care of you. This is expertise. These are people. Man, they're passionate about their job. They're passionate about helping people. They love helping people. And in the end, you're going to get this long-lasting relationship that's going to be a big impact. Think monthly. I mean, it's your biggest investment. It's your home. Find a way to maybe get down to 15 years. Think about that, John. If you can do it in 15 years, why do it in 30? Refinancing is going on out there right now. Think about Prime Lending. Let them help you with your refinance, remodel, buying your next home. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. We're going to have a special guest, Larry Williams, TigerIllustrated.com, joins us. I want to talk about Clemson's evolution on offense. What caused it? How does it look different? And what's it look like moving forward? We'll do that with Larry Williams of Tiger Illustrated right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you've been thinking about a new Ford truck, you need to stop by Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. With over 100 new F-150s, F-250s, and Rangers in stock and on the way, you're bound to find one that suits your needs. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's North Myrtle Beach Vacations. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Like going to grandma's for a home-cooked meal. That's what Dyer's Diner in Pendleton is all about. Featuring family recipes for breakfast or lunch, Dyer's Diner also caters with custom menus, and they have tailgate packages as well. For nearly 30 years, Dyer's Diner has served up mouth-watering Southern comfort food, just like grandma. If you're planning on a big family get-together for the holidays, have Dyer's Diner take care of your plans. Dyer's Diner Pendleton at gmail.com or call 646-7880.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
20 years ago, I was asked to bake a pound cake and people loved it. Today, the Pound Cake Man has over 50 flavors of pound cake in a brand new bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. We offer whole cakes, slices, and cupcakes with different flavors every week that still start with my grandmother's basic pound cake recipe. So the next time you need a cake for a dinner, cupcakes for a party, or just a slice to get through the day with free delivery in the Clemson area, come by or contact the Pound Cake Man. Visit our website at lbcakes.com. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Mail is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Mail, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. Lowcountrymail.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Where gray is the color of my world since you left me on the bright and sunny orange and mauve today. No more rainbows shining out my window like you, my sky's blue, have gone away.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com. Go by and see them. They'd love for you to get that great mattress. Love hearing from you folks about that. And family members and friends have done that. They're really pushing these children's beds now. As you go from the crib into the big boy's bed, big girl's bed now. You know, getting that first one. As a matter of fact, I'll make that phone call here soon. Let Drake go Engineer Sleep. That's pretty cool. We have it in our home. We love it. Off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. It's Engineer Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Get that custom made mattress exactly how you want it. EngineerSleep.com. To our guest lines now, our good friend Larry Williams joins us from TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, L-Dub. How you doing this morning?
Hey, doing great. Hope y'all are too.
We are. I must admit, I admitted this on the air, and I can admit it to you. I did not know Sturgill. I am now turned on to it. I will be downloading and listening, and I'll be a fan now on. So I appreciate the, I need to turn to you for the eclectic music part of my life, as you do a great job of doing that. I wanted to bring you on, Larry, and you and I talked about this a little bit last night. It's an intriguing topic. Clemson's offense evolves from Deshaun Watson to Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence, but really evolving in Lawrence maybe a little bit differently this year than the first 2 years. And so I'll ask you, here's the text I got from Josh Williams last night. Is not having two proven wide receivers help Tony Elliott be more creative in play calls this year? Is it a combination of having Amari healthy and two tight ends to work with? Or is it correlated to self-scouting and he noticed how many they might have relied too much on the 50-50 balls on the outside? Talk to me about the evolution of this offense this season.
Well, I think, first of all, this topic should always come with the disclaimer that anytime you have Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, it's easy or easier to be creative than in the normal situation. You know, when you have arguably the two best players in college football that defenses have to worry about. But I do think there's truth in maybe all the above. You know, thinking back to the LSU game, I have to imagine that given what we've seen from Etienne so far, surely the coaches have to be in the back of their mind sort of privately saying, dang, we should have maybe given him a few more at-bats in that game, because the more he touches the ball, the greater the chance something amazing is going to happen. And I think even Tony Elliott said months ago that, yeah, they probably should have been more bullish in giving Etienne the ball in that game. But it is pretty fascinating that you lose T. Higgins and Justin Ross, and that's the biggest question mark that everybody's talking about. And you turn around and the ball is being spread around to more areas of the field. They're utilizing the middle of the field and you really, they're utilizing the weapons they have. I think a part of that, of course, is having Braden Galloway and Davis Allen, but also just diversifying the ways in which Etienne is getting the ball. I think back to 2008, 2009, when Dabo first took over, one of his missions was to put a saddle on TJ Spiller and find as many ways to get him the ball as possible. And while, of course, there are some significant differences between now and then, it feels somewhat like that in that they are really showcasing Etienne in the passing game. And then Trevor, of course, is much better at not forcing things, at taking the checkdowns. And so that's a big part of Travis Etienne being a much bigger factor in the passing game as well. It's not just Travis, it's also Trevor. And you just sort of statistically, you know, Travis has 19 catches through five games. He had 10 catches through five games last year. The number of carries is the exact same, 67 carries through five games and 67 at the same point last year. So I've been impressed. I sort of likened it after the Miami game. I thought that was a masterpiece by Tony Elliott from a play-calling perspective. I sort of liken it to a pitcher who is in perfect command of three different pitches and sort of methodically just going through each batter and picking your spots. And it's been extremely impressive from my perspective.
One of the things that Josh didn't mention is the evolution of pace, because at times under Tony, well, Chad Morris came in, it was hurry up, no huddle. If you remember when Elliott took over, they took out some of the motion, took out some of, they actually pared down the playbook a little bit. If you remember that first year under Elliott and took out some of the stuff. But the pace was a little bit different at times too. If you go back to Miami game, they were deliberate at times. Miami ran, what, maybe 10 plays in the part of it's going three and out, but Clemson's offense was on the field the entire first half. How about the idea that – and then at times they go really, really fast. How about the idea of varying the pace and how difficult that is to prepare for?
Yeah, that's really one of the big, I think, contrasts between the Morris philosophy when he was here And the next brain trust is that under Morris, tempo was much more of a brand. You know, you heard him talk a lot about 80, you know, you got to get to that 80 plays a game, you know, just hammering that whole philosophy, which, not saying there was anything wrong with that at the time. Actually, I think there was a lot of wisdom in that at that time, 2011, between 2011 and 2014, tempo wasn't as commonplace in the ACC in particular, in college football in general. And so you're presenting things to opposing defenses that they're not used to seeing. And so there was a lot of wisdom in that approach. Whereas when Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott take over in 15, you're a lot more talented than just about everybody you're playing, first of all. And then second of all, tempo is more commonplace across the conference and across college football. And so, yeah, they vary over the past 5 years. They are more prone to varying the pace, to sort of keeping it in their back pocket, and using it when it's most advantageous. I think that, you know, we saw against Wake Forest, they came out and jumped all over them in the opener with tempo, and that was based on the belief that Wake just didn't really have the depth to hold up over the course of the game. And then, as you mentioned, against Miami, it was much more deliberate, much more based on getting a look at Miami's pre-snap looks. And you have to be more careful when you have a team, I think, a defense that is that athletic and that aggressive, is particularly with their defensive line. And so, yeah, I think that this offensive staff has done a really good job of not just unloading everything they have every week and keeping stuff under wraps. You know, we could also get into quarterback run game. You know, in 2018, late in the year, they took a tight end off the field and used more four receiver sets, which just was a huge factor in them torching Notre Dame and Alabama. And so I think it's a credit to Elliott and Dabo Swinney and the whole offensive staff that they're so judicious with all of their different tactics, and they're not just sort of throwing the kitchen sink at everybody every single game, every single drive, if that makes sense.
It does. Larry Williams, our guest, TigerIllustrated.com, very well put. The two tight end set, the 12 personnel that we're seeing is kind of new. They've not had the personnel to do it so far in the Dabo Swinney era, the Tony Elliott era. I have made the comment that and I don't have all the stats go about it, and I know you're analytical about this kind of stuff, about, you know, yards per formation, and we could probably find that somewhere. But in your opinion, do you agree with me that the 12 personnel might be their most productive look?
Yeah, and I have not broken it down, but anecdotally, I mean, you just watch it how, and when you have a receiving threat in the mold of Braden Galloway, and then a blocking and receiving threat in the mold of Davis Allen, and it needs to be said that it is not easy to find a tight end H-back type who is an excellent blocker and is also a legit threat in the downfield passing game. And Davis Allen is that. And that just makes you so much harder to defend when you have that type of weapon. And, you know, speaking just in terms of tight ends in general, I think, you know, over the years, you know, as people have sort of tried to learn more about Dabo's offensive philosophy, and, you know, at times the question has come, you know, why don't you just use four receivers? You know, why don't you go with more of the air raid type? You know, just if you're wide receiver, you just load up on those super elite receivers and then just have that, pure spread philosophy. Well, Dabo's answer the entire time has been that they are at their best when they have a tight end on the field, because it allows them flexibility to both throw downfield and to smash you with the run. And I think back to Travis Etienne's spectacular run against Miami. You know, while all the limelight was on Etienne, and for good reason, of course, for that incredible run, what set that up was just powerful power blocking on a power running play by Davis Allen in the hole, just destroying a big linebacker. And I thought that was probably exhibit A for why that philosophy of having three receivers and a tight end to have that capability of smashing you one play and then going play action the next and burning you deep on an explosive pass play really illustrated sort of and sort of validated, you know, their whole sort of core beliefs on offense in general. But back to the two tight ends, yeah, I certainly think that particularly as they continue to develop some of their younger, inexperienced receivers, that you could make a strong argument they need to use more two tight end personnel, just because those are their best weapons, and it provides the most sort of flexibility with what you want to do, run and pass.
I know you love interacting with your message board. I love interacting with our text. Let me read this text to you, and I'll follow up with a question. Text said, I'm a Tennessee fan. Watching you guys this year, you're much harder to defend despite losing those two guys on the outside, which is amazing. Using the middle of the field more misdirection, tight ends and Amari holding safety's eyes, and when they're already having to leverage the box at ETN, plus love the jet motions outside with the linebackers and nickels keeping their eyes there, and then the middle screens, and then what I'd like to point out is the double screens and faking one screen and come back the other screen. My question for that, though, is Amari holding safeties and Dabo's old world, that body type of the Artavis Scotts and the Ray McLeods, those guys were typically underneath guys. Scott maybe not as much as McLeod through this, but has Amari and his skill set, or do we miss classify Amari as just that running back playing wide receiver?
I think so. I mean, the evidence shows that. I mean, he has become a legit vertical threat. It seems like every game he's catching a ball 30, 40 yards downfield and getting behind the defense. And, you know, that makes it even harder to defend when your slot guy is more than just an underneath sort of crafty receiving threat in the mold of say, Hunter Renfrow. I mean, obviously Hunter Renfrow was, you know, Hall of Fame type receiver for Clemson, but that versatility for Amari to be able to run one of those sort of 10-yard routes where he's creating space, one play, and then the next for him to be a threat to to take the top off of the defense is very, very difficult to defend. But I would say if that's a Tennessee fan, he's got a pretty astute eye for what he's watching down here, because I think he nailed just about every sort of important detail of what they're doing on offense. And I think back to Mickey back in the spring when the shutdown started and Dabo was as he always does, sort of highlighting highlighting the positives of the situation and how they could get better during that truly extraordinary time. He made a point to say, he's like, I told our coaches, you guys need to get better. You got to spend more time in your playbooks and refining what you do. And so that's hard not to think about on this topic when you're thinking of, how the offense evolved and how Tony Elliott sort of tweaked some things and sort of modified the offense, not only to compensate for the losses of two great receivers in T. Higgins and Justin Ross, but also to sort of to highlight the pieces that they have. And those pieces are at different areas of the field. And again, couldn't be more impressed with how they've sort of moved the X's and O's around to really become so unpredictable, as that texter said.
No doubt about it. All right, tell us about podcast. Tell us about Tiger Illustrated. Tell us about what's coming up. Syracuse coming to town, and there'll be more storylines. Maybe even a three and out in which Tony Elliott will be criticized on a message board or a text line here at some point in time. Tell us about TigerIllustrated.com.
Oh yeah, if you go to the in-game threads are the most entertaining, especially if you go back after. I have to mention this. It's one of the all-time great stories. Hunter Renfroe, his senior year, I was interviewing him, and he's like, "Hey, you were at Tiger Illustrated, right?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah." He said, "Will Sweeney and I always go back after the games and look at the in-game threads, and we always go back to the middle, the halfway point of the game, and to see what people are saying." And he said they went back during the first national championship in 16, when they're down 14-0 in Tampa, and people are flipping out, and it was page 9 was when all the craziness was happening on that in-game thread. And so he said from that point forward, he and Will Sweeney called those types of people the page 9ers.
I love it.
So anyway, if you subscribe to Tiger Illustrated, you can go witness the page 9ers and have some fun.
I love it, man. That's great. TigerIllustrated.com. We'll get Paul on tomorrow. Hey, I always do. I know you had a busy morning. I appreciate you taking time out, and I appreciate the input and just a fascinating topic, and I appreciate you making time for us this morning, buddy.
Yeah, bud. Anytime. Thank you.
Larry Williams, TigerIllustrated.com. A short break. Much more after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is BHP at Daniel. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week for our Game of the Week by voting in our high school football poll at our website, WCCPFM.com, presented by Friar Dixon Allstate.
Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Relax. Ride with Founders. Refinance your new or used vehicle from another financial institution and lower your rate by 1% to a minimum of 1.99% for auto and 4.99% for RVs. Or purchase a new or used vehicle and Founders will deposit $100 into your Loyalty Select account. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership and start saving today. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Healthcare Clinic. Our doctors, therapists, and health coaches have been where you are. Here's what they have to say.
I'm Coach Amber, and I lost 100 pounds and started my own meal prep company.
I'm Coach Lou. I was pre-diabetic at the age of 30. I lost 27 pounds of fat and reversed my blood sugar.
I'm Coach Katie, and I'm a diabetic. I was able to reverse my A1C from 7.5 down to 5.4.
They guarantee results in 30 days or your money back. Buy one program, get one free, because they won't let you do it alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Dougal Funeral Services introduces a new local event venue, the Pendleton Center, opening this fall, right here in Pendleton on Mechanic Street. It's perfect for funerals, reunions, or meetings. McDougal's experts help you customize your event layout. There's a full kitchen for food and catering, plus audio and video equipment for live streaming and presentations. Now, Pendleton, Townville, Sandy Spring, and surrounding areas have a gathering place that's closer to home. The Pendleton Center from McDougald Funeral Services.
Quack, our friends at Subway and Clemson are having us back for a special Tigers for Tatas broadcast October 21st.
That's right, Kelly, and we'll have the brand new t-shirts and, of course, wristbands, all in support of Tigers for Tatas and the All In Foundation.
Not only that, we might just have a special guest on air with us as well.
Interesting. Noon to 3, October 21st at Subway in Clemson.
All in support of Tigers for Tatas and the All In Foundation.
Out of bounds, on the road at Subway of Clemson, October 21st.
Whether you're a weekend warrior, serious athlete, or just starting to feel your age, bone and joint pain shouldn't come between you and what you love. That's why AnMed Health is proud to introduce a new team of highly trained orthopedic physicians. AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine brings the latest, most cutting-edge treatment right here to your neighborhood, so you don't have to choose between the best outcomes and the convenience of staying close to home. It's all right here. Visit anmedhealth.org/ortho to learn more.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Rate alert. Gary the Mortgage Expert can get 2.5% for 15-year fixed. With good credit and 20% or more home equity, you can refi or purchase at 2.5%. Call 864-979-1111 or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com today. Gary's rates destroy the big banks.
Subject to underwriting approval. APR is 2.7%. NMLS number 107429. Office number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan. Rates change daily. Equal housing lender.
And now, back to the Mark Childress Show on WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Rolling Stones and Bluegrass? It's not Mark Childress, but it's not Rolling Stones either. Who do you got right there for me, buddy? Who do you have?
This is Railroad Earth, a song called Long Way to Go.
Love it. Is that one of yours?
Or one of mine.
Okay, good. Good. Bluegrass Wednesday was a hit. Speaking of a hit, tomorrow or today, 123 Subway. The 123 Subway, that's where Quawk and Kelly are going to be. And you want to stop by. Dabo's going to be calling in. Dabo normally comes by, but because of COVID, you can't afford to, you know, to get out and do that now. So he's going to be calling in. I want you to check out their show today. Just there's a surprise for the show. Dabo's not the biggest surprise for the show today, so I'm looking forward to that. Our friends at Duck Donuts, we had Greg Terry on yesterday. Tomorrow we'll have a trivia, Duck Donuts trivia contest. We'll give away a half a dozen Duck Donuts. I'll be honest with you here, my friend. I think I can eat a half dozen Duck Donuts right now.
You think you could?
Yes. Yes, I feel pretty sure I get a half dozen. These are big donuts, too, though. So let Duck Donuts take care of you. They're a big part of our Tigers for Tatas stuff. If you buy a dozen donuts, you get a Tigers for Tatas band over there. They're a big part of a high school coverage, a pregame coverage. I know you hear all about it. You hear Eric McLean and those guys talk about it. These are good, great donuts and good people. Custom-made donuts, anything you want. You walk in and tell them you want the chocolate, bacon, maple, white, strawberry. Yep, they got it. Okay, that's what we'll do for you. And they don't make them till you get there. 125 seconds and it's done. And you're going to love your great donut at Duck Donuts. Duck Donuts in Greenville Plaza. Plaza on Pelham. It's hardest thing for me to say. Duck Donuts, Plaza on Pelham. A lot of alliterations for an announcer. Go by and see those good folks or check them out online. And there's Greenville, South Carolina now, because there's a Greenville, North Carolina Duck Donuts as well. Greenville, South Carolina Duck Donuts, duckdonuts.com. Let's take a phone call before our ACC Power Rankings. Georgia Greg checks in. Hey, Greg, thanks for hanging on, man, through the break. How you doing?
Good. I didn't realize you were fixing to get the rankings. So
it's okay.
I'll be quick.
No, it's okay. Take your time.
I wanted to address something you were talking about before the last break about the status of the eliteness, the power ratings. I think I've said to you for years how well I think Clemson's done and how I think Clemson and Alabama are at the top of the heap. First, as a Georgia fan, I want to say I think I've given y'all that due. I do think Georgia, three things that kept us from being there: quarterback play and who there's at quarterback, our offensive philosophy, and just some kind of psychological thing in the second half against Alabama the past 3 years. And we're never going to get over that hump until we beat Alabama in the SEC championship. The one thing I do want to say, and you can kind of give your thoughts on this. I'm not willing to put Ohio State there. I'm not, because I think if you flipped Ohio State and Georgia, I think Georgia would have met y'all in the semifinals last year. I don't think they've earned the status of Clemson and Alabama. And I, even though we haven't played Clemson the past 5 years, I think the outcome with y'all would have been the same as it has been with Alabama because of the three things I mentioned before. And so we've got to work to get up there, but I'm not willing to put anybody except y'all two really above us, to be honest with you at this point. And that's just where I stand. But truthless, it doesn't matter. I mean, third's not where I want to end up. So
yeah,
we still have to get up. We want to get up that top two with you, but that's just kind of my thoughts.
Well, I'm giving Ohio State credit. They won the national championship in this playoff era. One of only four teams to do that, and they've been consistent throughout all that and multiple championships. And I'm going to tell you, the team that Clemson beat last year, I think was better than some of those teams that Clemson lost to at Alabama, maybe some of the teams that Clemson beat in Alabama. I think last year's Ohio State team was really, really, really good, and they think they're going to be very close to that this year. We'll see. I mean, let's let it play out. I put Ohio State in that category. They've won one. They've been there. They keep winning championships in their conference, and, man, they're really talented, and their drafts show it and their recruiting rankings show it. I think Ohio State's been better than Georgia as of late. But, you know, splitting hairs probably a little bit there too.
Like you said, it really doesn't matter because we're not beating on the field because we can't get by Alabama. So that's – Anyway, take care.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call, Georgia Greg.
All right.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. bradhughesinsurance.com. Brad's a great friend, someone I trust with everything, and I love what he does for us and loves what he does for me personally and what he does for me professionally. It's Brad Hughes. I'll forgive us for not doing ACC Power Rankings earlier. We got caught up, man. We had to get L-Dub in here. We had to get some talk about scheduling and conferences and all that kind of stuff, and I went off on some stuff. So let's finish things up, buddy, with a little ACC Power Rankings.
Do we have time for the music?
No, let's go.
All right.
I will begin at number 15. And we had someone say, y'all never rip the ACC this way. Yeah, we do. Syracuse is 15. Syracuse is awful. Capital A, capital W, awful. You can't be any more. Just awful. And you'll see that again on Saturday. Just Dino, you missed your chance, buddy. I have Syracuse at number 15.
I have Syracuse at 15 as well. I agree with you. They're just absolutely atrocious.
I have the 1-5 Duke Blue Devils at number 14. Stop turning the football over. Duke is not good. Duke finds a way to lose. Duke at 14.
I have Louisville at 14. They're just atrocious. And as big of a disappointment in this league as there has been this year.
I moved Louisville up one. Louisville's 1-4, but they play good at Notre Dame. They're finding their ways in some places. There's still some parts in there. I moved them up a little bit, but still 12-7 loss to Louisville, number 13.
The only reason I have Duke ahead of Louisville, I have Duke at 13, is because Duke hasn't blown a multi-score lead against Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech at 12 for me. Hey, bottom line is you give up 73, you get beat by 66, you're going to drop a little bit. 2-3 is not terrible, about what we thought for them, but 73, they looked bad last week. Georgia Tech 12.
Georgia Tech at 12 as well.
Virginia had so much higher a few weeks ago. 1-3, and they can't get out of their own way, and injuries have happened, and they've turned the ball over. Virginia at number 11.
I have Virginia at 11 as well.
Wake Forest at 10. Only reason is Wake Forest beat Virginia. Wake Forest isn't very good either.
Yep, I have same reasoning here. Wake Forest at 10.
We might be the same coming out there. Pittsburgh was so much higher a few weeks ago. I've been disappointed in Pittsburgh. Let's admit it, though. The quarterback being out is a big factor. Pittsburgh at 3-3 and Pittsburgh number 9.
I have a high riser in my poll this week. That's Florida State at number 9. They went from 14 up to number 9 with the big one over North Carolina.
I'm embarrassed to tell you where I have them. Boston College is next at 3-2. I want to buy into it. Did you see the stat comparing their quarterback to the Notre Dame quarterback in the transfers?
Not good luck for Brian Kelly.
Better than I thought, but still not better number 8 in the league.
I have Pittsburgh at number 8. I think quarterback play is an issue, but the defense is still good, but they continue to fall in the rankings.
Florida State's awful. However, Jordan Travis gives them a puncher's chance. They showed some moxie resiliency. I like the way they came out fighting. I like what they did in hanging on and the block punt and special teams like Kando, like Marvin Wilson. There's pieces there. Florida State, number 7.
Number 7, I have Boston College. I like you. I want to buy into it, but they're still a middle of the pack team in this conference.
NC State, I've got at number 6. Bottom line is at 4-1. But they lose Leary, and they're about to come crashing home. A big game this week, NC State at number 6.
Number 6, I have North Carolina. You can't lose to, in my opinion, 2 weeks ago was the worst team in the league. The way you did, 31-7. I know you came back, fought back, but that score at the end wasn't a good indicator of how far apart that game was. North Carolina at 6.
Virginia Tech, I have at number 5. I still don't believe in Tech. I know they're ranked 19th in the country. I don't believe in Tech as yet. By the way, NC State, number 23 in the country. I don't believe in those teams as of yet. We will see as the season continues. I think Hooker is very defendable. I put Virginia Tech at number 5.
Number 5, I have Miami, a nice bounce-back win against Pittsburgh, but I think that we saw in the Clemson game that there's some limitations to this team, and I think other teams will be able to exploit those as well. Miami at 5.
Put North Carolina at number 4. Boy, you just tripped. To slip, fell in love. Man, you just fell in love with yourself and couldn't handle success. Don't believe that's who we'll see moving forward. North Carolina at number 4.
I have NC State at number 4, although I think it's the highest they will achieve this year because with the loss of Devin Leary, I don't think it's going to bode well for the Wolfpack moving forward.
Totally agree. Miami ranked 11th in the country. I've got them at number 3 overall. Nice little comeback against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh didn't have the quarterback. Miami still didn't look great. They still have issues, but still don't believe in Miami. We saw that here in Clemson. Miami at number 3.
Number 3, I have Dave Copelson's Virginia Tech Hokies. I think the switch to Hendon Hooker has been the right move for Fuente and this team. I like Tech so far.
All right, number 2, Notre Dame. You know what? Got some issues at Notre Dame. Got some wide receiver issues, some passing issues. Defense looked pretty good. Like both those running backs, but boy, you got to pick it up a little bit. Notre Dame number 2.
Notre Dame number 2 as well for me, and Clemson at 1.
Yeah, Clemson at 1 by far, the best team in the country and the best team in the ACC. Brad Hughes, finish things up as we always do with the 2-minute drill. Skip the music, buddy. Got the t-shirt on today. The skip the music t-shirt.
Programming update today. There will be no press box on today. We'll go to CBS for 3 hours, then we'll resume with Out of Bounds, Quack and Kelly at Subway today. Be sure to go by and support them and the All In Foundation. Walt from 3-7, and then Mark Childress tonight from 7-9.
Love it. Can't wait to hear all of that. My 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@Newton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him, and he can help you out. Anything you need here in Clemson, check out the Cambridge property that they've got going on right now, those townhomes, EricNewton.com, the top there. I want to thank Josh Williams for the topic today. That's fascinating. Clemson's offense has evolved. Hurry up, no huddle, 4 wides down to 12 personnels, and what Amari brings to the table, what ETN and Trevor are doing, what the tight ends mean, and no more of the – or not as many as the outside, the numbers throws. It's a credit to the recruiting. It's a credit to the offensive line. We didn't talk a whole lot about Dabo as well, but let's give Tony Elliott a heck of a lot of credit. He is the brightest offensive mind I've ever been around and the brightest football coach I've ever been around. And I want to give him all the credit in the world for coming up with that one. Let me thank Larry Williams of TigerIllustrated.com as well for joining us today. Tomorrow, speaking of TigerIllustrated.com, Paul Strelo will be our guest talking some recruiting and getting his thoughts on what's happening. Great job, John, once again. Up next, CBS Sports. Folks, have a wonderful day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we will see you on the radio.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports.